Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the USMLE Guys podcast. Today, we're diving into a short clip from one of our recent USMLE Coaches Corner Live episodes on YouTube. This is a quick tip that you can take and immediately use to boost your USMLE Step 1 and or Step 2 CK exam performance and results. If you find this tip to be useful and you want to ace your USMLE exams with certainty, in less time, and with ease, visit us at usmleguys.com to learn how we can help you make it happen. Now let's dive into today's episode. Failing to do a re-review of old information every single day. Now, when I talked about the importance of reverse engineering your entire plan so that every single hour is planned out and you can make sure you do the things you need to do, this re-review is one of the biggest mistakes that students are making and missing out on. So what's re-review? What's review? Review is, my definition of review is going over the things that you've recently looked at. So if I just did cardio yesterday, today I'm going to look at some cardio notes. That's a review. It's fresh stuff. Re-review means you're reviewing things you've already reviewed, i.e. re-review. And the re-review encompasses everything that you've ever looked at. So if you study anatomy, your first week of dedicated prep, and you're now in week 7, you should be re-reviewing anatomy regularly to keep it fresh, to make sure that when you see anatomy questions, you can just fire and you know the information. Now, I recommend at a bare minimum 30 to 60 minutes every day of re-review. Now, a lot of students will say, well, that doesn't leave me with enough time to do more questions. Well, you can't, first of all, there's never enough time, right? There's so much to do, but you have to make sure that you're doing the things that are going to both help you improve and then keep you there. And if you do not constantly re-review, then as you move forward with different topics, you know, you're growing in one direction with the new stuff, but then all the stuff you looked at 3, 4, 5 weeks ago is slowly just seeping further and further away from instant recall. And that's a huge problem, because on exam day, and this is why we focus on drills so intensely, is when you look at a vignette, there's 5, 6, 7 things that you need to look at and be able to instantly say it's this to put the big piece of the puzzle together. And if you're not constantly re-reviewing things, that's why a lot of students will look at a vignette, they will say, I know what they're talking about. They're talking about Marfan syndrome, and they get the answer wrong. Well, how is that possible? You know what they're talking about. Well, yeah, because you studied Marfan syndrome 2.5 months ago, but you haven't looked at it since. And so, you know, I can tell you the basics of Marfan. I could tell you the basics of everything, but unless I've studied something recently, I can't tell you the nitty gritty details. And this is the problem with using first aid to fill in your gaps, is, you know, you are looking at the highlights instead of deep diving into the structural components and the stuff that's under the high yield stuff that really gets you to that next level. And so, if you re-review every single day, the best thing you can do, the easiest thing you can do, I'm looking for some index cards. They're way over there, so I'm not going to get up. But if you have a stack of index cards, every day, if you take 30 minutes, you just go through your cards and you read the first one, boom, put it to the back. Read the second one, boom, put it to the back. Or better yet, get someone to quiz you. But if you do that and you have a stack of index cards like this, if you just constantly go through them and then, hey, my 30 minutes is up. I set a timer, my 30 minutes is up. Put them to the side, but you did your re-review. And then the next day in the morning, you do your 30 minutes, boom. By the time 2, 3 months goes by and your dedicated period of prep is over and you're ready for your exam, you've gone through that list, that stack of cards 50, 60, 70 times, to the point where all you need to do is see what the card says, the front, and you know what's on the back. And that is gonna translate into, I'm doing questions and I don't have to stop and think, because everything's just there. And so this does a couple things. One, gives you tremendous confidence. Two, it allows you to look at a vignette and not have to sit there and ponder over, what does this mean? What does that mean? Oh, I can't remember. Is it AR, X-linked recessive, X-linked dominant? No, it's all just there. And the third thing, at the end of the day, it's gonna get you more points. So you're gonna go in your exam more confident. You're gonna go into your exam and not be stressed that you're not gonna get through a block because you're so efficient, because everything is there. You have more time to think about the right answer. So you're faster, you're stronger, you're more efficient. And all of this essentially at the end of the day just translates into a higher score. And with a lot less stress, guys. I'm telling you, the harder you work during your prep period, the easier the exam becomes and the less stress you encounter. And don't be one of those students who's going to take step one lightly, because if you don't take step one very, very seriously, you're going to go into your exam stressed. That could lead to a fail. And then you're constantly digging yourself out of a hole that you might never get out of, because in the past, if you blew it on step one, you could come back at a 250. Okay, fine. You had a bad day. Now all it says is fail and then pass. So what are you going to have to do? You're going to have to step up your step two CK game. Before, you might've been okay with the 230. Now you need a 250. You had a couple pieces of research. Now you need four. Now you need five. You had three volunteer experiences. Now you need seven. Everything has to be 30, 40, 50% stronger to make up for that weak step one, because you failed it. And even worse is that some programs aren't even going to look at you, because their algorithm's going to spit you into the do not interview pile because you failed that first step one attempt. Now, I don't want to scare you guys. I just want to make sure that you don't underestimate this exam, because it, while is just pass fail, that fail can be so detrimental to your ability to get into something you want that it's just devastating. And I don't want that for you guys. Okay. Thanks for listening. I hope you found that to be helpful. If you want more, be sure to check out our other episodes right here on the USMLE Guys podcast. And if you're ready to dive in and simplify your USMLE prep process, don't forget to head over to usmleguys.com. I'll see you all on the next episode.